Welcome to Confession Radio, the show where people write in for advice. My name's Piers Ray.
My name is Eric Ivanovich.
My name is Bruce Wozniak.
My name is Lainey Zuckerman.
My name is Dr. Latrice Drain.
My name is Dr. John McGrail.
And my name is David Allen, creator and host of Confession Radio. Here at Confession Radio, we love to help other people. As you heard, some of the awesome elite team that we have that are willing to help you with your problems. Don't forget to visit the website, confessionradio.net. You can hear us on iTunes, Stitcher, anywhere you listen to your podcasts. And also, we are featured on iHeartRadio. So stay tuned, because here comes Confession Radio.
Confession Radio is for entertainment purposes only.
Hello, and welcome to Confession Radio. My name is Daniel Kelsey Wilkinson. I have a friend who is an alcoholic. She has gotten worse recently, to the point that I think she's putting herself and her teenage child in danger. When I have talked to her about it, she blows me off. She says it's none of my business. I hate seeing her like this, and I worry about her son, who is like a godchild to me. I want to help, but I don't know what to do. Her other family members are worried too. How can we help her? Now, when someone's on a very self-destructive path, it's incredibly hard to alter that. It comes to they need to be able to identify and acknowledge the error that they're making and make steps towards it on their own change. You can act externally, offering advice, talking to them, trying to encourage them to seek help, but getting them to do something you don't want to do, they don't want to do, is incredibly hard, especially when they won't acknowledge acknowledge that they have an issue. When it comes to impacting a third party, especially a child, it gets more serious and it gets more complicated. You don't want these negative habits to rub off into the child's personality and attitude, or even outlook on life as they grow up. But again, it's unlikely that you're ever the child, and I don't believe the child should be taken away from the parent. I feel like a lot of work should be put into the parent. But it's also important that every time you see her, you rant and talk about that it's her problem, she should get over it, she's going to stop talking to you, she's going to stop responding, it's not pleasant for her. So I think being a good friend is ultimately the first thing you can do. Try getting her out and encouraging her to go to locations from areas that are fresh and active. I'm talking about going to the park, going for a walk, going for a coffee, something to keep her engaged. If she's able to limit her alcohol consumption to the evenings at home alone, that's already one step improvement. I don't believe that forcing her in any way is going to make a direct change. The one possible option, nonetheless, is going for the cliche convention where everyone traps her in a room when she's not looking, all her friends, family, and loved ones are all there, and they each talk to her, and that could be an option. I've never done that myself, and I've never known anyone that has worked on. I knew one family that did that. It didn't work too well. They just stormed out. It didn't progress. So I would recommend being a good friend, being a good, a pseudo godmother to the child, and connect with the child. Ensure the child's mental health and mental state and well-being is being looked after. Take the child out if you can, if they're keen. I don't believe that the child should suffer for the mother's choices. However, ultimately, this is something that she has to overcome herself. I'm sorry I can't be much more help. It's a very difficult and sticky problem. Trying to get her to see the error of her ways and go to a rehab institution is always a great option. Getting her to go to an Alcohol Anonymous meetings are always a good choice. But she needs to make the first move. You can only be there to influence her externally and help. Thank you for listening to Confession Radio. If you have a confession, send it to us on confessionradionet@gmail.com. You can visit our website, confessionradio.net, or you can call the Confession Hotline, 267-571-7311. You can find me on my own podcast, which is called Vaguely Accurate Science, whereby I meet early career researchers to talk about their research and give them a platform to openly and honestly discuss their science and that field, while simultaneously conversing their work to a lay audience. I would say that if you're interested in science or science communication, it's a fantastic show. If you yourself want a feature, you can get in touch with us at vaguecomments@gmail.com, or even get in touch via our website. So we advocate a lot of scientific practice, which is vague comments. No, it's not. It's vaguelyaccurate@gmail.com. So thank you very much for checking us out, and take care.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that episode of Confession Radio. A couple things before you go. First is, I absolutely love doing this for you. I love it, love it, love it. I'm hoping you love it just as much as I do. If you do, show some support. Go to anchor.fm/confessionradio and click on the support tab. You can support me by a monthly subscription of either 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99. Totally depends on your budget. Also, don't forget to follow us on Twitter @confessionradio and like us on Facebook, Confession Radio Net. Until next time, see you soon.